You're listening to MasterPoint, creating original and compelling brands for financial advisors. What's your story?
Welcome to the one-on-ones with the personal coach. My name is Fortunato Restagno. I'm the brand coach with the personal coach. And today we're going to be speaking to a special guest. But first of all, I need to introduce the personal coach and what we have to offer. I have to do our little spiel here. So the personal coach, we do customized one-on-one business coaching for financial advisors across Canada. And we help advisors improve with their confidence, get more focus on their business, and have more work freedom. Okay, so that's it for the personal coach. Let's get started with our special guest. We have Reg Braun with us here from Gallery Financial. Reg, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very, very well. Thank you.
Okay, great. So, so the personal coach helps businesses in 12 different areas, and you've been coached in all of those areas. Today, specifically, we will be talking about branding. But I just thought maybe you can just take a couple minutes here and just talk about your business a little bit, what you do, and how you got introduced to us.
Great. Okay. So we're a financial services practice. We're operating in southern Manitoba. We work with families and businesses to provide financial planning concepts and products. And clients come to us often seeking a better understanding of their own finances, of their own relationship with their finances, and walk away. We help people to have a better understanding and get calm about where they're at in life.
Okay, yeah, cool. So you were being coached prior meeting me, and you know, working on different areas of the business, and then you know, branding was a thing that you were now ready for, that you had a lot in place, you could deliver your promise. And so we got together to talk about your brand. And one of the first things that we talked about in your discovery was, you know, what were your objectives? What did you want to accomplish with branding? What did you want it to do for you? I was wondering if you could share some of those items with us.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So we were working with a with the coach, and our practice was growing. We were increasing the number of clients that we worked with, and also we were attracting associates to join the company. And so slowly over time, we realized that there was really little value to having the name of the company tied to my own personal last name. Mm-hmm. And so Braun Financial was a well-known financial services firm. We have a great reputation here in southern Manitoba, and so there was really, we weren't looking to get rid of the old brand. What I was trying to do was we were trying to find something that was reflective of the type of work that we did, and also we were trying to add value for the people who represent the future of the firm. So there was really very little value to an associate to taking over a company that was tied to my last name. So it was really sort of a part of our long-term succession plan.
Okay, great. Yeah. So as we started to go through the process, you know, there's obviously a creative process that's involved. You know, we're asking you all these questions and we're trying to figure out what's that one niche, what's that one kind of compelling story that we can bring to the forefront that your clients can connect to you and that you can be proud of and keep you focused with your brand. And so we came up with an idea. We came up with a theme for you. And I'm just wondering if you can explain what that was and what you got out of it.
Right. Yeah. So going back to your first question, we did sort of start to realize that we were open to rebranding, and initially we were looking at it more of a name change, and so there came a time when we committed to the process, and we started to work with the personal coach, with the branding division, And we went into the process not knowing what the name was going to be. So that was really, we had no preconceived notion of where we were going with the whole process. And the personal coach came in and they interviewed us as a team. They interviewed us individually. They interviewed some clients and they came to see the office. And so they developed a real feel for who we were. For the big reveal, we saw the name Gallery Wealth Management and the logo that had been developed for us. The team was sitting around the boardroom table when it came up on the screen. Everybody was nodding, saying, "Yep, that's us." And so we didn't have to reinvent ourselves to fit into the new brand. We felt that when we presented the name to our clients, they got it right off the hop. It made total sense to the clients.
Yeah. Awesome. That's fantastic. I remember, and as we go through this, I guess we begin to realize it's more than just a upcoming a company name, but you're really building a whole philosophy to what your organization is all about. And the compelling story itself, I remember you reading through it and I wasn't sure what your reaction was going to be. And this is before, you submitted it to the team or unveiled it to the team. But I just remember you saying, "This is us." And you said, like, the hair standing up on my spine. This just feels right. Like there was an emotional connection to it. So maybe tell us a little bit about Gallery itself, why it's such a fit.
Right. It's a great fit. So first of all, we have our office full of photography prints and most of those are pictures that I have taken. So I have a passion for outdoor and wildlife photography. So when I'm not being a financial advisor, I can often be found out taking pictures, and those pictures make their way into the office here, and our clients will come in. We've got some of our larger pieces in the reception area. The clients will come in and ooh and ah about that, but the pictures are hanging down hallways in all of the offices, and sometimes I'll walk into my office thinking my client is following me in, and turn around and they're still 30 feet behind me and they're still looking at pictures, right. So then we have to complete the tour before they'll come into the office.
So it's like a gallery. Yeah,
and people actually say that, and so. The name has changed a couple of years ago, and we still have people coming into the office, not really connecting the two, still calling the office a gallery. And then when we explain to them that really, the photography is a big reason behind the name of the company, that they go, "Oh yeah, makes sense." And so people totally get it. And so the photography helps our clients get a feel for who we are, and it helps them to relax. By the time we've got a client who's never met us before, and they spend the first 10 or 15 minutes talking to us about pictures, and we often have an emotional buy-in from the client before they ever sit down to come into the meeting. And then it also ties in. We talk a lot about getting people to visualize themselves and their financial futures, and actually using those words of like painting a picture, and we've got several graphic pieces that a personal coach has put together for us, and they also have sort of that picture theme in them, and it really helps the client to understand what kind of a process we're going through with them. And also, it also helps them to understand sort of a basic blueprint or a picture of what a financial plan is. And so everything ties in together so nicely.
So, and that's a fit with the slogan. Your slogan is?
The slogan is "Picture This."
Exactly. Yeah. So it could be "Picture This," "Picture Your Future," "Picture Your Planning," "Picture Your Vision," "Picture Your Goals," and so forth. So it's a nice introduction into what you're about, and it fits with your brand. And, you know, the other thing is that you have a descriptor too. It says, you know, about what you do and who you do it for, which is the rational information.
When right.
Ask you what you do, you have that information, but then the value of the result that you provide is about the whole picture of this.
Yeah. So integrated solutions for families and businesses. And so it really, it fits nicely underneath our logo, and it goes everywhere. And just like all the rest of the branding, we have a brand document. And so we never have to guess what font we should use. We never have to guess what colors we should be using. Everything is nicely put together for us. And they even told us how to file all of the information so that we never forget where it is.
Oh, that's good.
Where to find it. Yeah,
that's important. So that was one of the things, is that a brand guidelines document was put together, customized specifically for your firm, for Gallery Financial or Gallery Wealth Management.
Yep.
How did that document help your team internally? And then also, how was it projected to your clients?
So everyone in the office is a part of the excitement that that people have for the pictures in the office, and they see a couple of those big feature pieces and they start talking about them, and everyone just gets a smile on their face, and they know the history behind the pictures. They know what kind of bird it is. So everyone's a bit of a tour guide in the office here. And so there really are some key personalities that you know, can be used to describe the team, but the number one personality that comes out in everyone and the team as a whole is that we're friendly, and there's a, you know, there's a total of six personalities that we've chosen to make sure that our clients experience when they deal with us, and some of them have an emotional tie in. Some of them are more on the on the practical side, like we're focused, we're dependable, we're knowledgeable. So those are all things. Everyone's got a piece of paper at or near their desk, and the six personalities are written on there. And so every morning, there's a little reminder of who we want to be for our clients.
Right. So that first client impression, that first one, it's always friendly up front.
That's right.
You know, to be that consistently all the time. So, you know, any one of your employees may have had a bad day the night before, you know, with kids or whatever, keeping them up or whatever, but they know when they open the door to the office, I'm with Gallery Financial. I need to be friendly, and I need to be that with other people I work with and with my clients. And, you know, we don't always do that, but when we know that's in the forefront, that's our mission, then there's a better chance that's going to happen when we're reminded.
Right. Yep.
So tell me, it's like, so now you've got this brand here, you've got Gallery, you've got the style and everything, and your team's on brand. They know how to communicate it effectively. Now we're moving towards the client experience. And I know recently you just had an event at your office. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, sure. So we were celebrating our 30th year in business. And so we wanted to do something that was a little bit out of the ordinary. And we wanted to do something that really fit with our brand. So we had a wildlife rehabilitation center that also from Southern Manitoba. They rescue and release about 1,500 animals a year. And some of the animals are in permanent captivity. They're not... They can't be released back into the wild, so those animals become ambassadors, and they go out on the road to represent the center. Mm-hmm. And so we had them bring in some raptors, some birds of prey. This is a very natural migration flyway for mm-hmm. raptors. And you can come out here in the spring and easily see about 1,800 raptors a day. So people in the area are familiar with raptors. And so we had a couple of, they brought in some raptors and some Manitoba snakes and we just had an open house based on that. And so people got to come in with their kids, These raptors are sitting on perches, and people get to take their pictures with them. And and there was a lot of education going on around it. So the representatives from the center were talking about them, teaching about them, and so. So it was a great fit. We had one of the senior partners from one of the local accounting firms come and he took me off to the side and said, "So this is such a good thing for you. Like how did you think of doing this?" And so it was a natural for us. Once the idea came to us, we just said, "Yeah, that's a good fit."
So the brand helped you keep that focus on the kind of decisions you're making around the things that you do. I mean, I guess you had the media there as well.
We had great media coverage. We always wonder how your advertising is going to turn out. And in this case, our advertising turned out good. We had the office full here for the entire afternoon. But the press that we got from it afterwards, so the newspapers were here, the radio stations were here. And so the press that we got from it the following week, you couldn't have asked for better public awareness campaign.
Wow. Did that cost you anything?
That cost us nothing. And so in the end, it was a great experience for us. We got to support awareness for the rescue center,
right?
And for the local raptor center. Mm-hmm. And so they were here. They were appreciative of what we were doing for them. Our clients and the public had a great afternoon, and so it worked out good for us too.
That's awesome. And I know you've utilized your gallery brand, your photography, with other things like cards that you send to clients. On your website, you have photo competitions to keep your clients involved and to spread that kind of word out to get other people involved. Can you just tell us a little about that and how that's working for you?
Yeah, sure. So we encourage both the team members and our clients to submit photos. We've got a business website, plus I have a personal photography website and social media accounts. So we often use those to feature other people's photography as well. So when our clients have a photo that they're proud of, that they think of us and they're sharing their picture with us, and so. So again, it's an emotional tie-in with the client that goes way beyond just having an RSP account or something like that with us.
Well, that's fantastic. So now it really gets down to, you've done all of this, but what are the results? How is this making a difference for your business? In the combination of coaching and branding, what has it done for your business? Where has it taken you?
So we started working with the coach after 25 years in business, and we were, I said, like, I've been in business for 25 years and we've got an established practice, but I don't want to do this another 5 years or another 10 years or 20 years, wondering if there was a better way. And so that was really when we started to think about coaching. We'd heard about coaches and business and practice coaches and things like that. We didn't really have anyone in mind. The personal coach came about as a result of a referral. So we were just having to be chatting one day, and he mentioned that he'd been working with this coaching company, and he was a young advisor, had a young family at the time, and he was looking for ways to find more time in his day to spend with his family, and so when he started talking about his experience with his coach, it quickly led to an introduction, and the rest is history. Mm-hmm. And part of that history is, or all of that history is very positive. We've more than doubled our revenues since we started working with the coach.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I was the only advisor in the office here at the time. Now there's three of us plus support staff, and so we're a busy practice. We work with over 1,000 households in southern Manitoba here. And working with a personal coach, has really freed up our time in the sense that they've taught us how to turn everything into a process. So if we have a new client coming in, or we have a review coming in, or we have a business client coming in, nobody has to be told what to prepare. Everything, there's a process for everything, and it's written down, and everyone knows what the processes are and how to follow them. And so it's really, you know, kind of it allows me to come into my day with confidence, knowing that my days have been properly booked for me, my support material has been prepared for me, and that sort of focus comes out. The clients can tell that, you know, we didn't just call them in for the fun of it. We have an agenda to get through with them.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the things we're going to do is at the end of this video, we'll show some of the work that we've done for you from a brand perspective. But the one thing I'd like to comment on is that, the personal coach, we provide guidance and a lot of resources to help advisors. But at the same time, the advisor really has to be in a position where they treat their business like a business and that they're very coachable. And you've been absolutely to both of those, and that really contributes to the success. You know, we're just, like I said, we're just providing some direction and everything for you, but then at the same time, you've just really, you know, you've taken it on. Reg, I just want to thank you for participating in our one-on-one interview, and we wish you further success with your business and further work freedom and all that stuff. And also to our viewers, thanks for watching. And feel free to take a look at some of the other one-on-one videos that we've put together with other clients as well. So Reg, thanks for your time and see you soon.
Thank you.
Take care.
You've been listening to MasterPoint, creating original and compelling brands for financial advisors. Visit us online at masterpoint.ca. What's your story?